back here at Richland. I called home. B said tornadoes is hitting all around down there. I'm praying for them. It's a blessing to be here. I miss home like anyone does. But you cannot be choosy when you try to do the will of God. You have to go where it says go at any hour of the day or night. And you must not complain. If you want to rob yourself of the blessing, complain about what the Lord has you do. And you lose the blessing from it when you do that. We're going to go down, like Ralph said, to Brother Bobby Saturday night, Brother Horn Saturday night, and then Sunday night we're going to be back over there. I'm going to go down. I haven't even told that brother to come down King Mountain Sunday morning, but I'm coming down there anyhow. If he's got 17 preachers there, I'll be there Sunday morning, just like I feel like doing. You know, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. That's just the way I do, you know. But I'm so glad for you folks. And I appreciate Brother Ralph and all of you. And, you know, when we get to heaven, there won't be no bragging on each other.
No.
We got to do it here. Amen. We get to heaven, ain't nobody going to be bragging on each other. We're going to have a time. You know? But here's time to encourage each other, you know. I appreciated Brother Bob's mother talked me on the phone a while ago. I love young people. I'm kind of young myself. But I do appreciate the elders, and I appreciated you talking to me on the phone a while ago. Now, you all know that she has good judgment, and she said I preached good last night. I just take that, you see. And amen, that's there. If nobody else ever said anything, Ralph, that'll hold me up, because she knows what she's doing. She's been over the road, and I do appreciate it. I'll tell you people something that live here. I'm a little different. I know that. I know that. I'm not eloquent. That's my problem. But when I came here, I don't know how long ago, 35 years, I guess. I don't know. But it's been a good while. From the first time I came to the country you live in and drove out in these mountains and got out and walked in these mountains, I felt the power of God. I felt it in lots of places, but never have I felt anywhere I've ever been what I felt in these mountains. Now, I'm not talking in the church, yes, but in the mountains. And the Lord began to deal with me. And before your father and before your grandfather, before Vince Wilson, somebody walked in these mountains and rode horseback in these mountains and lived so close to God till their presence, the presence of God, I'm saying, is in these mountains. It's come from somebody that was fully and wholly dedicated to God that brought the gospel in here before your grandpa. That's right, before Grant, before Vince. I can tell you that it runs deep in here. I've been places where I wondered if God had ever been there. But I can tell by just being in these mountains, somewhere somebody preached and taught folks long before your time and your father's time in here to respect God, respect his children, and to live good. You know, I've been astounded some places I preached at how many amens I got from folks that didn't even look like holiness to me. But back yonder, like the Rechabites, they said, "Here, take this wine and drink it." "No, no," he said, "Daddy said, don't drink it." And he had such an influence on them until they wouldn't do it. I'm actually bragging on your country, somebody that's buried. If you dig them up, their bones is already going back. But they made such a dedication to God in these mountains. And I'm saying some of them prayed and said, "Oh, God, let the men that come in here know that you're here."
Yes.
They prayed and said, "Let my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren feel the power of God in these mountains."
Yes.
That's reading you feel it.
Yes.
I feel just as religious as I did 47 years ago when I got saved.
Glory,
just as religious now as I did then. To Bob's mother and all the older folks, I just opened my Bible and it brought back old times. I could see mother's teardrops upon every line.
There on its pages those fragments still lay. A faded blue ribbon and a lilac bouquet. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. Blushing red rose could never compare. Even memories of mommy and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. Birds are still singing around that old home. There in those fields where I used to roam. Beneath the oak tree, there's an old lonesome grave. Angels came calling for my mama one day. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. Blushing red rose could never compare. In my memories of mother and how she would say, thank you, my boy, for the lilac bouquet. In the bright courts of heaven, in the beautiful home, I can see my dear mommy around that white throne. From the garden in heaven, dear mama, someday I'll pick you another lilac bouquet. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair. Blushing red rose could never compare. In my memories of mama and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. Hallelujah. Don, I was preaching at Hamilton, Ohio, when sister called me from Mexico and said, Lester, mama's gone. I said, she is. And the Lord said, you stay here and you preach this meeting out tomorrow. And then you go home. As soon as it's over, you can start. And you'll have time to bury your mother. The time you drive this 800, 900, how far it is, you can drive and you can get there. So I had an airplane pick her up in Mexico and bring her little old frail body back. Whether you want to go or not, you're going to leave us, you hear me? And whether you're ready or not, when the high chief, the great captain, God Almighty, the ruler of all of it, says that's enough, you're leaving it. You may leave without saying goodbye. You may leave without a moment's notice, but you're going to leave Virginia. And some of you ain't going to be old when you do. Amen. You ain't going to live to be old. You're going to leave before then. But I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I thought of Don's mother while I was singing that song, and of course the other children's here, but I thought of mother and how mothers are so helpful to us. And I don't know what in the world I'd have done if my children's mother hadn't got to stay with us to raise them children. Have mercy. I can't do much more than heat water. I appreciate the mothers in the church. Amen. I know I got in revival by myself for staying in a little cabin off in Arkansas. And a fella brought me a chicken to cook. And, well, Lord have mercy, I didn't know how to cook a chicken hardly. I made gravy that bounced. I said, Lord God, have mercy, I've invented something here. you just about bounce it. I never seen no gravy like it. That flour, must have been something wrong with that. And I had to cook 3 batches before I ever got any use of it. I've had a good time going home. I can't complain about it. Just a little more preaching, then I'll get back where I come from. And you'll go ahead with what you're doing. But you got a good work going, and the Lord is with you. He's blessing you. But now we're here just tonight, and we don't know whether we'll get back or not. I mean all of us. Unless the Lord shows you, you'll come back. I know He does show folks things. I knelt under a tabernacle in Alabama. Ralph's going to preach that meeting again this year.
over 20 years ago, I knelt on that tabernacle. When I knelt, the Lord said, I'm going to have you preach under this. 20 years before that happened. And it happened right down here. Pastor come to me right here and said, Brother Moore, I want you to come and preach God meeting. That was 20 years. Well, I had it on the devil for 20 years. I know God told me that. And I told it. I told it. And he threatened to kill me. I said, oh, there ain't no way you can do that. I ain't preached that meeting yet. You know, you just fooling around because God told me when he tells you it'll happen. Amen? It will. All right, I want to preach on a very simple. David, are you going to read tonight, or is that old van knocked you from out of the meeting? Come on, Harry. Glory to God.
I was waiting on you.
David, amen. Some of your trades is like mine. Are you just a common human like we all are? Do you need the Lord to help you make a garden? Would you like the Lord to help you pay your rent? Help you have something to eat? Remember, God wants to help you here. Live like God's next door, and he's willing to help you. Get in a jam, he'll get you out of it. Amen. Simple in his trading cards. For us, we are a lot of time mistakes we make. We need God in everyday life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't be carnal now, make you think I'm carnal, but we got to have God to help us. Amen, all of us. All right. I want you to turn, David, I want you to turn to Leviticus 6 and 13 and Exodus 27, 20. I'll repeat it to you. Leviticus 6, 13, and I'll repeat the other in a minute. And we're going to read a little text here, and maybe the Lord will help us. If he don't, I'll try not to fall out with him over it. And if it don't, if it ain't too good, I'll not expect you to put up with it too well. But we'll try to help you. I'm only here for one reason. I appreciate the offerings. I want to tell Ralph before church, Ralph, you don't have to take offering every night. I appreciate it. Yes, but I just appreciate it. God bless you. Amen. All right. What did he say, David?
The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
I want you to keep that fire burning on that altar, God's telling Israelites. You be sure that fire is burning. It shall never go out. I wish you look at Exodus 27, 20. We're going to preach on the fire went out. We got a wood stove at home and a little propane system. And B and I gets us a bunch of wood out there. I arrange for that wood. But I can't keep her from carrying it. She'll put it in that wheelbarrow and carry it a lot of time, but I try to get let me do that when I was sick. I couldn't. I didn't need it right then. Most time we used the propane system. But have you ever been raised where you had a wood stove and a fire went out on a cold, cold, cold night? Uh-huh. And I'm telling you what, you could see your breath as you breathe out in the house, and it's white just like it was outside when it's real cold. Pile on cover so you couldn't hardly turn over. I come from two worlds. It wasn't an electric line 10 miles of most of my folks' house. We didn't have running water for a long time in the house. And I have a taste of that world and a taste of this world. I just come in between. And we made what we'd call mattresses now, but it's filled with feathers, and we covered with them. We covered with them. Be so heavy, the quilt, the mattress, all you couldn't hardly turn over. Fire went out. All right, let's read Exodus 27, 20. Read it, please.
And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure olive, oil, olive beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn always.
Did you get the 21st verse too, David?
In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening till morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on the behalf of the children of Israel.
It shall never go out.
Come on now.
It shall never go out. I want you to keep that fire burning. We know something about fire. All of us Pentecostal people and a lot of others that don't profess to be Pentecostal, they know something about fire. They have an idea that, and they're right. They know when we sing.
It's like fire, 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 shut up in my bones. It's like fire, 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 shut up in my bones. I dare you to seek God a while. And after a while, if you seek God a while, there'll be something in you like a ball of fire.
Yeah.
God, have mercy. You can't hold it back. Make you scream like a panther and run like a deer. Fire.
Hallelujah.
Keep that fire burning. It can't preach. It can't talk. But it's a fire. And I want you to keep that burning on the altar. A little something else goes with your testimony, with your preaching, with your church, besides just talk. I want that fire burning. God said, I want that fire going. I want that fire to go out. I want nobody to put that fire out. 1 Samuel 3:1, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. It came to pass that when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim and he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. What made it go out? The fellows that's supposed to keep it burning didn't keep it going.
Right.
And it went out. Uh-huh. Going to deal with fire a while. David, I want you to get Psalm the 18th chapter and the 6th verse. If you all will bear with us here, we're going to talk a while about the fire went out.
In my distress, I called up on the Lord and cried unto my God.
Yes.
He heard my voice out of his temple.
Yes.
And my cry came before him even in his ear.
Yes.
Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also, the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it.
Look out, his fire break forth on him. Do you remember that amongst the Israelites? Fire break out. Fire break out. Fire went out of his mouth.
Yes.
We're going to take a while on, Brother Bobby. That fire went out. What happened to the fire? Now, for folks that ain't ever had no fire, don't know what I'm talking about. They'll never understand this tonight. But the fire went out. I went up into Colorado to preach, and there's an old mother. You shout the wall down nearly. Well, I mean, she's full of it. God bless her. But she sat down. Wasn't sick. She wasn't crippled, and she quit. A good preacher friend of mine went and looked at her and said, Mother, what in the world has happened to you? Say, you used to be on fire. Said, the fire went out. Fire went out.
Oh, God.
Fire went out of his mouth. David, what else happened?
There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters.
Yes.
Thick clouds of the skies.
Yes.
At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed. Hailstones and coals of fire.
Rained fire and brimstone right out of heaven. He can put physical fire right on a man's head. Over in Oklahoma, 1/4 of July, I was looking up. Did you know that God had fire and ice in the same cloud?
Right.
Come a hailstorm and forked lightning just flying right out. I don't know how it kept melting all that ice and making big water run out of heaven, but I don't understand how it does that. Over in Oklahoma, we'll have the awfulest rainstorm you ever heard, the tornado right in the middle of it, fire just a-flying everywhere, and hailstones big as golf balls and baseballs. Just lately, again, he's a God of fire. He deals with fire. And we're going to deal with the fire tonight. We're going to deal with the fire. I want you to reach the Lord, David. I know you're getting tired, but you're going to have to get with it. Psalm 104:4. Psalm 104:4. Did you know in Genesis 15 and 17 that fire fell on Abraham's sacrifice? It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. I can't explain, but I know it's going out lots of times. I can tell that some folks used to have it, don't have it no more. Somebody said, man, he's a ball of fire. That old mother's on fire.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about God's fire. He's used it fades. We're not going to get to all of it. David, give me Psalm 104:4.
Who maketh his angels spirits
Uh-huh.
His ministers are flaming fire.
My God, have mercy. Preacher's on fire. Yeah. You ever hear a preach, brother? When you hear a man preach, you just felt like he's on fire. My God, have mercy. Round and around and around and around.
Yeah.
Well, he makes his ministers a flaming fire. Let's look again at Leviticus 9 and 24, David. I want to get that. Abraham offered a sacrifice, and fire come down from heaven on it. When Elijah was up on the mountain and is trying to find out which God was which, the old dumb, dead God that couldn't see, hear, feel, taste, walk, or talk, he couldn't answer nothing, and Elijah knew he's saved. Watered everything down with barrels and barrels of water, and the trench run full of water, and he prayed, and the fire fell. Thank God, licked up all that, burned it all up. Old Manoah decided he'd offer a little sacrifice to God, and the angels talking to him. When he got the fire built, just jumped right up in the middle of it, went back to glory in it.
Right.
John said, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance. Is somebody coming back here? It's greater than I am. The latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Right.
It's like fire, fire, fire. Cut up in my bone. I'm glad it got in that bone there, because that's one I was having trouble with. But I'm going to get well and fire the devil in high water. Glory to God. Fire! You need it in the pulpit. Need it in your home. Need it in the choir. Need it in your car. Need it wherever you go. Need the fire of God in your soul. Don't let that fire go out. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. You can tell when it breaks out. My God, have mercy. Just sweep through the house, and you can feel it. I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Takes a little bit to make a fire sometimes. Takes a little effort to get it. But once you've got it, you'll enjoy it. We used like to well go home on them cold, bitter days when the wind chill index part below zero. We'd just build them old fires and them old wood stoves till they turn cherry red and just vibrate. Great Lord, we loved it. Fire, one just. If your fire's going out, no one used to cold. If your fire's going out, you'll freeze. If your fire's going out, your testimony won't be cold as icicles. Have you ever been in a church where it's full of hallelujahs and amens and no fire till you're near the fold before you get out of there? You felt like the Indian did down home, walked out of a meeting, big old Indian, said, how's the meeting? He said, no salt. Yeah, excuse the way of expressing stuff. Read that for me, David.
And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces.
Ain't no harm in falling. I fall. I've seen folks I wish they had a fell. It wasn't nothing but in the road they needed to fall. You get all obstacles down the road until they fall.
Yeah.
A lot of folks wouldn't fall for nothing. God, you'd have to knock the head of the hammer to get them to fall.
Yeah.
I want to be willing to fall.
Come on,
fire come out from the Lord.
Yes.
And that fire come. They had off an old pile up there. They thought that priest needed to eat.
On,
they thought them priests had to have to get bound. That wasn't what God wanted. He just wanted to do what he said. And when it did,
right,
a fire come out from before him and burn it all up. And when it did, the folks fell down. I've never been in a good meeting like that. I'd like to be in one where the fire got straight, everybody hit the floor. Wouldn't that be nice? Hallelujah. That was in order.
Come on.
I'd like to be in a meeting in order like that sometime. We all forgot something. Fire break out, it'd burn it up to show us you liked it, and it'd all fall down. That'd be great. Don't let the fire go out. I've heard some singing. I knew they weren't with the guitar that much, and it wasn't keeping time of what they're singing. But you know they had the fire of God in them. I said, I'll take the fire. Somebody said, you're afraid of fire. I ain't afraid of fire. My God, have mercy. I like Holy Ghost and fire, don't you? I had an old Baptist boy told me, he said, now, Brother Moore said, I don't believe the Holy Ghost like you do. Well, I won't change God or the Bible now.
No.
If you know you're right, stay with it. If you don't, get settled and find out where you're at. But I'm preaching on the fire went out. Amen. You know, when God's in the midst of fires in there,
That old boy said, I don't believe the Holy Ghost like you do. I said, well, would you be man enough to not fuss about it and pray about it? He said, I will do it. I'll pray all night. I said, I'll see you do it. He went praying. I had to go off in a meeting. You know what? I met that fella. Three or four weeks later, I was over at Haskell, Oklahoma. That's where when I was preaching on Romans, the first chapter, I said, in the end time, men are wicked and bad and do bad things. Right here, I said, what here? What, I'm looking right at it. Had a PA system. I said, Tent man has that pistol in his hand right there. Had that blue steel in his hand. It's fixing to be trouble here. He shot that other one right down through the going and killed him right in front of me. God hears me talking. He kills liars, too. You know, God kills liars sometimes. He hears me telling you this. Haskell, Oklahoma. Killed him right in front of me on the street. Did you know what we need from God? There's a little Holy Ghost and fire. We need the fire of God in our bosom. And I was peeking on that street corner, walked back out over the side after I got through, and here come that Baptist preacher, walked out a 150-mile trip one way. That's a long ways in them days, like 1,000 now. The old model cars wouldn't hardly run. He run out in the middle of Main Street and grabbed me right in front of what traffic they had. Didn't even wait until he got the curb. Said, I've got the Holy Ghost, Brother Moore, prayed to and got baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. Well, I just try to get to the curb with it. I just didn't have faith enough to believe it wouldn't get run over. Sitting right out in the middle of Main Street in Haskell, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
When God baptized that free will Baptist preacher that didn't believe he could, he hit him and knocked him flat of his back 6'2", pulled more bowls than anybody in that country in a day's time. 900,000 pounds of bowls, a lot of bowls to pull. That's not picking, that's pulling. And you know what? He couldn't get up. That's why the motion to him to have him up. He just said, as tall as you are, bigger man as you are. And had to help him up, and he tried to tell him he couldn't talk English. Then he pointed a picture of Jesus on the wall. That's all he could do. English never returned to him until he got to the dinner table at home and finally come back to him. Of course, the free will sold him out. Met somebody the other day who said the husband lost the car keys and had to go through two batches of trash to get them. He dropped them in the trash. A lot of folks sold a few things out. It's like that old mule that got scared of that ear corn like to run off with the wagon just because it was hanging over the fence like that. And the old man said, what you're scared of, you ought to be full of.
Come on.
A lot of folks sold a few things out or kept a few things all sold out. But that old boy got it. I mean, he got the Holy Ghost in fire and the free will sold him out. Best thing that ever happened to him, get sold out of the church. And some folks, they need to be heaved out of the church. It'd be good for him to be sold out. It wasn't the ninth chapter of John. Why, that fellow lost his church membership because he found Christ, they sold him out. Y'all's fire ain't all going out, has it? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? You've been around where Holy Ghost and fire were working, ain't you? You've been around where folks are full of the fire, ain't you, brother? Spin like a top. The power of God, well, all y'all felt it at times. I'm preaching tonight on the fire went out. Would you mind killing up the stove just a little, brother, and bring us a little chip? We're going to have to restart the fire. The only way to restart a fire is starting the bottom. Clean everything out there and start. You just can't just throw a big log in there and say, burn. You got to start down there with that little stuff, you know. Start. That's the reason you see us get to meet sometime, and he start off down here singing Amazing Grace, and just a little higher, a little higher, a little higher, and that fire we're going. You know, folks, I know they think sometimes they can stop it. You can't. If you get the fire raging good, you can't stop it.
Come on.
Amen? Come on. Me and Curtis Mayfield. You ever meet Curtis Mayfield? We went over to Boley, Oklahoma to a black folks meeting. And we got there, the fire was done burning. And maybe you don't believe that's got anything to do with us, but it has. I'm just coming out of the Old Testament with the use of fire and God being a fire himself and consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. That's
right.
What he is. And you know what? They got there and they've done into it. It's done dancing at them 45-degree angles. Looked like they'd have to fall, but they wasn't. Woo! Curtis said, Brother Moore, I'll walk up there and ask them to sing us a chorus. If you don't mind, I got a chorus on my mind. I'll walk up there and ask them to sing it for us. That's the end of him. He got up there and Curtis Mayfield said, whoop! And he went into that spiritual big apple. spiritual huckabuck. I never seen such dancing out of a man as Curly Mayfield did. Fire of God. Fire of God. Did I give you another read, David?
No, sir.
I wish you'd turn to Judges 13 and 19. And I'm going to read to you 2 Chronicles 7 and 1. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven. You can figure it like you want to now, but a fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the tent, the house of the Lord, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. I've been where there's aiming to take an offering, but too late, too late, too late. Glory to God. Woo! One old boy come down to Bristol, and he was well educated. He knowed all the dote lasso family radio business. He knowed number one, number two, number three, number four. He knowed all about pulpit etiquette. He told us about it. And he told us how to run a meeting we'd have been having for 30 years without him. Glory to God.
How'd you make it?
And he told us how to take offerings and when to take them. Glory to God. Don't let the folks get to shouting. I thought, did you mean to tell me you've been controlling your folks to shouting? Are you the one that turned that on and off? No wonder it don't last so long when it does. Woo! He tried to inform me on just how a chairman ought to run a meeting. Well, I know it doesn't know how. All I was depending on, Ralph, was the power of God to come on earth. All I knowed. All I've ever knowed. Great God, that's what I'm saved under. With old time Holy Ghost fire preaching. Great God, prick your heart. Make you jump up and scream and run to the altar. That's what I'm laid under. You have old time preacher men. Great Lord, have mercy. Woo! Well, one night the fire fell while he was there. Sometimes it'd fall before we could take offering. We needed $2,500, $3,000. More nights than one. Took $20,000 more to run that. And you know what? Next day, some old boy'd come around and say, here, put this, I've got to leave, L.D., put this in on the expense. Another businessman from Kansas City one day comes and said, tell you what to do, L.D., this evening in that evening service you take off, and we hadn't been, but I heard the Lord talking to him. We took one, he made up for everything, we lost that night. We didn't lose nothing because we yielded the power of God. You know when the fire of God fell, it fell in the aisles and fell in the front and fell in the back and fell between the seats, falling all over the place, just God just knocking them out. Fire of God just hitting them, just knocking them out. And you know what? Up front, here come that old boy, that old sophisticated boy. Cincinnati Red fan, glory to God. He knew how to get it done. But when the fire fell, and his children standing over there just looking like they didn't know what in the world, they never had seen nothing like it, raised in a big Pentecostal church. He sent them to me and said, tell my boys what to do. I said, you see that little girl standing right there on the platform with her hands in the air and the tears running right down and dripping off her face, worshiping God. Tell your little boys to get the hands in the air and go worshiping God like that little girl standing right there. And I left him because we were too busy enjoying the good fire. You ever have the Holy Ghost and fire fall on you? Well, the fire of God falls on people. And here in 2 Chronicles, they couldn't hardly have church. A priest could not enter the house of the Lord. Couldn't even get the preachers in there to take over, Brother Ralph. Couldn't even get the preachers in there to run it. God took hold of it. When you sing from your heart, any way you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Look out if you mean it. Look out if you mean it. Just Pete Tuesday or said, if I have to get the Holy Ghost flat on my back, I'll never get it. I was there the night she got it. I wish you'd guess how she was fixed decently. Flat up her back. Great God help us. I want to try to get into this if I can. I noticed here in Jeremiah. I'll do a little reading. I'll wear David completely out with this. He's been a great help to me here. In the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, in the 29th verse, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer, it breaketh the rock in pieces. You know what fire does? Purifies. Amen. It'll purify. It cleanses. Amen. Put fire to it. Don't get the impurities out of it. Put fire. My father was a welder, and I've dealt with physical fire. And I know what you can do with it a lot of times. You can straighten crooked things out with good fire. if you know where to put that acetylene torch to it. We used to make trailer beds 30 foot long and better and solid steel. And when it had a warp up in there, we knew where to put that heat to pull that out of it. You know, folks are afraid of the very thing and straighten them out sometimes. Just need a good firing. Hallelujah. Now, we used to burn the places off down home because it was good to sanctify it good to make it produce better. And if you didn't know it, we used to burn all the bottoms out from one of them pine trees in the National Forest till they got they'd go up too much of it and get too much of it, burn the forest down. But it was all right to clean that out. Art can be used to bless folks. You know what?
Yes,
amen?
Yeah. Right.
We've got the old water holes out in a few places and tried to put the wildfire out. And when we did, we put the real fire out. Amen. The only difference in a good sanctified mother, brother, sister, father, dancing in the spirit, and a hypocrite, it's hard to tell lots of times. God knows the difference sometimes, but if you put that fire out, you may offend somebody good and get them stopped. You may get that other stopped, but you may wish you could start that other back up. But they don't know who you're talking about sometimes.
Right.
They don't know who you're talking about. You know, I mean, amen, glory to God.
Come on.
It may hinder your spirituality just a little if you do get in the spirit and the fire of God comes upon you and the fire of God goes to burn in your soul and you feel like hitting off step you ain't never hit before. And look over right next to you is one you know ain't living a thing in the world. If you ain't careful, you're going to fly right out of the spirit, miss God, and not be blessed. Well, I want to ask you something. Has the fire gone out?
Oh,
did you ever feel the fire? Is anybody here know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand up every day. I thought you did. God bless you. I thought you did. Here in Jeremiah 23:29, the Bible said, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Hallelujah. Woo! Have mercy. In Jeremiah 20:9, the Bible tells us something else about fire. We're talking tonight on the fire going out. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. I'm going to quit talking about it. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I couldn't hold it any longer. There's an old preacher man down home filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Had a 20-year police record when he come to Oklahoma City. And running from the law, wicked as he could be, so drunk on canned heat and wood alcohol, trying to throw bread and drink. I don't know how he kept from dying. The day his boy got killed by a car, didn't know where in the world he was. He went trying to get saved. He went trying to get a hold of God. He went to carry an armload of sheets back to Huckins Hotel to Mr. Joe Huckins, owner of the hotel. God said, don't you take the bellboy. You take the man that owns it. He took it in to Mr. Huckins, and he said, who are you? What are you doing here? My name's Foster. He said, I stole these off of you. Man, he said, what's the matter with you? You trying to get religion? He said, that's just what I'm trying to do. He'd go home and make your wife a gift of them, Mr. Foster. They're yours. Went back to Dawson Produce Company, said, I stole apples, I stole oranges and onions, everything off of me. Come try to fix it. He said, man, said, what's wrong? He said, I'm trying to get a hold of God. He said, forget it. You don't know what's nothing. He went back to City Water Works and told him he stole pipe wrenches and pipes and tools and stuff off of him. He said, what are you trying to do? They asked him. He said, I'm trying to get saved. He said, forget about it. God forgive him of all of it. That fellow been such a drunkard and such a sot and looked like he never could get saved. Did you know God saved that man, sanctified, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and called him to preach? And you know that man said he was one of my forefathers in the gospel, one that helped establish me when I started. But I'm telling you what, God used. He come to my house to preach for me, an old man then, when I was pastoring later. He said, I'll not beat anything today, Brother Moore. He preached twice on the streets that day and in the church that night. And that church he said, B, if you've got some cornbread or turnip greens or a bean soup or onion tops, just anything, I'll eat it. Eat it that night, went to bed, and I didn't sleep hardly. Old man in that room had God in him. Scary to be around, I'll tell you. Next morning he got up. I'm not beating anything that day, Sister Moore. He preached in beer joints. He'd go down and offer a proprietor $5 when that was money to let him in to preach to them drunks. He'd been such a drunk himself. Preached in 13 beer joints in Oklahoma City every Saturday night. And met my own father-in-law coming out of one, prayed with him. It set all the beer down. The proprietor would say, set your beer down, folks. Brother Foster's here. Couldn't sing a lick. had a little old portable wind-up Victrola with a record of Amazing Grace on. He'd play that for him a little and then preach to him. God wake him up in the middle of the night, go down to Cot House, Foster. There's a man about to die. Go down there and there's an old drunk and laid down with a cigarette and he's caught on fire. Foster put him out. That's happened lots of times. But he had God in him, had the fire of God in him. And that day he preached twice on the streets again, preached that night at church. Just more cornbread, anything, cold potatoes, it don't matter. Of course, beef fishing the best we had. But you know, and the next day, he preached twice that day and didn't eat that day. After church, said, do you mind taking me down to the bus station, Brother Moore? I got to go back and minister to the drunks and harlots and dopes in Oklahoma City. Firebrand. Firebrand. Fire was burning in his soul. They arrested him for preaching on the streets without a permit so many times and hauled him in so many times, and he'd let them haul him in, and they'd keep him for days, get out and go preach again. And he wore big old signs on Saturday, orange background, big black letters hanging on the front and back of him. Judgment just ahead. He'd stand down and look like an eagle looking around and stand and let folks read him. They a stout talk on them signs. They'd come down and arrest him. You can't. While girls run around little shorts on with camel cigarettes on a little tray in front of them, they was allowed to run up down the street and give them away, but you couldn't wear them signs or preach on the street. Well, Foster wouldn't give up. He had the fire of God in him. You know, when the church is full of fire, we had more miracles and more deliverance, and we had more backbone than we've got now. Stood up for God. And you know what? They'd get out, take them signs off. Foster, we got to haul you in. Them old policemen got to knowing him so well. Boys, he said, God told me to put them on. I can't take them off. Them big old burlies that have to get out there and lift them signs up over his head and take them off. And put him, he'd get right in the car. They'd go arrest him. When they arrested him and four more for preaching on the streets without a permit, something you couldn't get. How in the world is it lawful to arrest a man for something he cannot be obtained? How in the world can you prosecute a man for not having something that you can't get nowhere? Well, nowhere you can get a permit. Well, they got them four and five in there, and they preached to them fellas every day, and Brother Foster had seven black boys crying and praying in one cell block at one time while he's preaching there. Preached twice a day to them. They took his Bible away, so that'll stop him. No, he had the fire shut up in his bones, and they couldn't put it out. Yes. It's like fire, 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 shut up in my bones. It's like fire, 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 shut up in my bones. That's what Jeremiah said inside him. I said, I ain't going to talk no more. But it got to burn. I said, give me a chance. Call on me. Like Brother Dillard went to meet you. Would you sing, Sister? No, I can't sing tonight. Would you sing, Brother? No, I don't feel led to sing tonight. Would you sing, Brother? No. No, I've got a sore throat. Would you sing, Brother? No. So they've got hiccups. No, he said, call on me. Brother Dillard raised his hand. Would you call on me? He got tired of that. Call on me. It's like fire. Shut up in the... But he looked at me in despair, and he said, what can you do with a man like Foster? I said, you can't do nothing with him. Fast 3 to 5 days at a time. He threatened him with everything, pay his fine, send the money back down, tell him to give it back to man. He didn't do anything to pay a fine for, and wouldn't get out. They finally just opened the door and said, you're free, Foster, go. Right back to the beer joints and right back to the street corner. I'm just talking about a man a little here. It's a little off my message, but I'm going to ask you, has the fire gone out? How come you left the old so-and-so testify so? Fire of God in their heart. Fire of God in their soul. That's the reason. Well, they kept arresting him. One day, preaching out on the streets in a Jew, right in front of a Jew store. Police come to get him. Jew run out and grabbed one of them by the arm and said, let the man alone. He says something. He had been listening. That Jew had been listening to Foster preach for weeks and weeks. It got under his hide, and he defended him, said, let the man alone. They had him before Judge Pilate, and I was in the court when they put him in jail again. He said, Foster, you're accused of preaching on the streets without a permit. I fire, 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 Jeremiah, shut up in my bones. I said, I'll stop it, but I couldn't do it. Don't quit. Don't quit. You'll get to where you can't start. Hang in there. Hang in there. Get in there. You know what? Foster said, I have two permits, sir. He said, well, didn't know he had them. Yes, he said, the Bible gave me one, the Constitution gave me another one. I thought he had him. If he went on the Supreme Court, I don't see how in the world it could be. But anyhow, throwed him in jail. Name was Pilate, Judge Pilate, Oklahoma City. Throwed him in a jailhouse. Glory to God. I was in another procedure they had on him, and the judge said, you're accused of preaching on the streets without a permit.
And Foster talked with him a while, and he said, "Now, what do you think the penalty ought to be, Mr. Foster, for committing this?" Oh, glory, what a hypocrite. Nowhere in Oklahoma City could you get a permit. But he was being put in jail because he didn't have one. Salvation Army didn't have to have any. They could go down there, but we couldn't. That's what we were contesting. It ain't easy to contest something. Foster said, "Sir, it's not the penalty I'm interested in. It's the reward I'm after. Mother left me 40 years ago in a one-room log hut in the hills of Arkansas and went to glory and asked me to meet her there, and I promised her would. He said, if there's anything you can do to hurry the glad meeting up, do it, will you? It's the reward I'm after. The penalty I ain't worried about."
Yeah.
Whew, that burnt that good down. No, he said, "Take him away. Take him away." Got him to the door, and Foster's far inside of it, just burning like it was, praise God, when he's outside. And he said, "Daniel 12:1-4 said, the last day be a time of trouble that ever was. To this time, no one ever shall be." And he said, "Take him on out." He couldn't stand it. He said, "If this ain't that time, what'll it be when it gets here?" Oh, we loved him. There come a day when the judge said, "You're no longer under arrest for preaching on the streets without a permit. We give you all the permits you want. You preach when you get ready, day or night." And the same old police that hauled him in stayed and listened and bought him limeades on a hot day when they got food. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. We got to have it in the choir. We got to have it in the Sunday school. Brad Horton and you first come to Oklahoma, and he got in the class and tore the class up 30 years ago or something, or 25. Fire breaks out in the Sunday school room. Having a revival in the Sunday school room. Getting hard to have teaching for praying and shouting. I was in a meeting where an old ungodly man, so mean and wicked, if his wife and daughter, grown daughter, wasn't a on a spot ready just like that, he'd drive down that mountain away from that log cabin down yonder, a mile or two and up the road a couple of miles, sat in there like he was sanctified, and let his wife and daughter walk through the rain or the mud or the snow. Just because they wasn't just like that. It's pretty good to get ready on time, too. Well, we got an old-time revival there, and he's the one that'd get up and say, "God will send something to knock the shout out of you." No, God won't send nothing to knock the shout out of you. But there'll be something, send something to knock the shout and the fire out of you. Amen?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing little white van. I watch you tonight. I do them things. I'm just honest with you. I won't be with you long. I said, "Now, I wonder how you're going to lead song." Got in like you didn't even own white van. I said, "That's the only way in the world to do it.
Come on.
Don't let anything put your fire out." Glory to God. Hold on to God with your testimony. That's the only weapon you've got against the devil. The fire of God in your soul and your good testimony. Hold it. Let the devil get it. Lord, have mercy. Well, I'm going to have to go ahead. If I preach an hour and a half tonight, I've got to get with it. You know the only reason I'm preaching? Because God called me. I'd have quit a long time ago if he hadn't called me. I said the time, I said, "Don't leave or say anymore." I got in the meeting of the Spirit, and he said, "You remember that verse over there? Back over there in the Hebrews there? Yes, sir. If they give you a chance, you use that. Pretty soon I'll just jump in the pit." I said, "I hope they call on me. I hope they call on me." The fire was burning in there.
Oh, God.
I've heard folks saying, "I didn't think they called the thing, but it had fire in them." Them on the same. Spirit moving in them. Did not a heart burn within us while they talked with us, by the way? What do you mean? Something about his words like a fire.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't our heart burn? While he was talking about that. You ever hear anybody had the Holy Ghost and fire get up and sing? You thought if they give you a chance, you'd sing a stanza of that yourself, and you couldn't carry the tune to it, and you didn't even know the words to it. But you got a hold of your soul, you said, "Ooh, I want to sing it myself." It affects folks. You got the fire of God in your bones. It affects others. It gets hold of others. Did you know what happened in Acts 2:1-4? I'm going to try to hurry because it's a little dull tonight, but that ain't your fault. I'm proud you're here. Did you know what kind of tongues appeared to them people in Acts 2:1-4? Did you know what kind of tongues it was that appeared to them people? cloven tongues. That's like a split tongue. Like as a fire. No, I don't know. I felt like that. But you can't hardly understand it. And you can't figure it out. It just sweeps on folks and it goes on like a fire. Cloven tongues like as a fire set up on each one of them. People for years and years have been trying to explain the Holy Ghost out of existence.
Yes, sir.
So it'll make sense. Well, it makes just as much sense now as it did 11th chapter of Genesis when God changed all the languages of the earth overnight. Overnight, they went talking different dialects. Yeah. Got up next morning. That little boy said, now, how many loads of bricks we got left? We got to build this Babel Tower. He said, well, that's iron, vine, the bears, the vidy, the fox, even. He said, what in the world's happened to him? What on earth has happened to him? He was all right last night. He must have something wrong with his mouth. Come to the next one. He said, how many loads of brick we've got over here to start work on? Well, he said, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, he said. Another one. Overnight, they began to speak languages that paired them off together. They could understand, this bunch could understand each other, that bunch could understand each other, this bunch, but to talk to each other, they couldn't communicate because God changed the language over. Can't he change things up and get folks out of what they're thinking they're going to do? That's what he did. Confound them so they couldn't even get enough unity together to build the Tower of Babel. Couldn't finish it. Well, Holy Ghost come upon them, cloven tongues like as a fire. Swept clear through the house. Did you all ever get to meet years back over on this side? Power of God's working like it has since I've been here. Sure, it's been here. Over on that side. I believe I'll start that old course. Sometime I feel like heaven's come down. I feel stirred. I'm going to sing it. You open your mouth before you can get started. Two sisters over there. Sometimes I feel like heaven come down. Oh, heaven come down. Oh, hell. You missed it, didn't you? No. Holy Ghost was working. Cloven tongues like a fire. Set up on this and set up on that and set up on that. And works all over the house. You decide you're gonna sing something to somebody. Grab it and sing it for. You never told nobody you're going to sing. Spirit's working. Holy Spirit. Cloven tongues like a fire. Set up on each one of them. And when the Holy Ghost went to working to them, with fire from God on them, one of them said in the Holy Ghost, I slap your mouth if you don't hush up. Shut up and sit down. Do you think the Holy Ghost said that? I've been where folks thought it did. No, we do hear them in our own tongues, yes, declaring the wonderful things of God, the glorious things of God.
Yes.
That's all the Holy Ghost does. Well, I won't say all it does, but that's what it did that day. We do hear them speak in our own tongues. Wonderful works of God. Fire. Have you got fire? Let's look at Luke. Let's go a little further here. Let's look at Luke, book of Luke. Well, let's look at Matthew. Matthew 3 and 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, and whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather wheat in the garner. He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Do you know anything about fire of God in your soul? I'm sure you do. God bless you. Do you know in John, the book of John, the 5th chapter and the 35th verse, the Bible called him, he was a burning and a shining light. Let your light shine out. Let your light shine out. Do not keep it hid from view. Some lost soul is watching you. Let your light shine out. Burning. In Colorado, where I preach meeting, where snow gets deep. I mean deep. On the plains where Jim lived, on 4,000 acres out there, and raised broom corn. When he was a young man, and he died the other day at 85, a few days ago, no, it's been 3 or 4 years now, time got away, Jim's been gone a good while. I knew Jim well. But when he first went there many, many years ago, his mother lived with him. And I beg your pardon, he wasn't married. His mother and father went there, and he lived at home with his mother and father. And his mother kept a lamp in the wintertime burning, no electricity, in the front window because of those terrible, terrible snowstorms And those people that died out there, when that snowstorm, that whiteout got up out there, you didn't know where you was going. One night they heard somebody say, "That light, that light." And they got the door open, looked out, and there lay a man on the front yard in that snow. And they got him in the house and got him thawed out. He wasn't dead. But he said, "I saw that light in the window. And I made my way to that light." I really feel that the fire of God in us is like that light was in that window. And some poor lost soul sees that. And they head for it. Let your light shine out. He was a burning and a shining light. You know what happened to the foolish virgin? Run out of oil, and the light went out. Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You know what I'm preaching on tonight? Light went out. The fire went out. Fire quit burning. Folks couldn't see. I'm not critical of you, not a bit. Ain't what I'm trying to do. But down in Oklahoma, or over in Oklahoma years ago, especially in the early days when Willie Pageant, that Cherokee Indian, come out of the eastern hills of Oklahoma wearing work shoes and a clean pair of overalls. That's all he had. Never owned a suit till he reached his first meeting. Old boy bought him a suit. That big old Cherokee, big old Indian boy worked hard in the woods. I went to wood with him one day to help saw pine timber and a cross cut. And all day long I rode it. I rode it all day with him. He wasn't right as I was. He had a big old long saw from here to there with one handle on one end of it. Next way, he said, I told him meeting, he was preaching, said, "Hell, if you don't stay here and study and pray, I'll go by myself." I caught the hint. It was a hint. And it's all right, too. And next day, he sawed more timber by himself than he did with me. I wasn't helping him, though. I wasn't helping that Indian. He knew more about it than I did, but if he could do more with that saw, one saw, he could be on the other end of that saw. And that Indian come out of there with them work shoes on and them overhauls on with the fire of God in his soul. He got more people saved in that country than anybody we had nearly. And he had just a newcomer to the Lord's work, but he had the fire. Tonight, when your fire goes out, your children don't have nothing to guide them. When you lose that light, they don't have nothing to guide them. They don't have nothing to inspire them. It's the fire of God amongst us, the power of God amongst us, working in our midst that stirs people. I notice here in Matthew, when these folks let the light go out and they was out of oil, they didn't have time to go get any more. It was too late to start the fire back. I hope God lets me die with the fire of God in my soul. I hope he lets me die with the Holy Ghost and fire in my soul. I've been in the room where men have died and women have died that had it. It's different. It's different. When you go where they're dying, it's different. If they have God in them, it's different. Amen?
Amen.
How about your fire tonight? I'm going to stop. I've got more to say, but I could do better. I'm going to try to do better. But listen, as the fire went out, as flame went out, you don't feel it anymore. It was a burning and a shining light. Is that what you used to be? Well, I'm trying to say you're not tonight, but I'm asking you a question. If you needed what I've said tonight, I'd like to see you down here digging a little deeper, getting a little closer. Now, if you have the fire, don't you think I'm trying to put it out? All I want to do is help kindle it and keep it burning. You have a burning desire. Would it make you cry if you had to miss church? Have you ever seen anybody that did? I have. I've seen them sit and cry because they didn't get to go. Others just looking for a change to lay out. I told you about that fellow Samin to his family and get up and tell us God sent something, knock a shout out of us. One morning he went off and left them all. Come to church just acting like he sanctified his angel, making his wife walk for miles and daughter, and they finally got there. You know what happened? His wife opened the door and said, "Woo!" Shouted from the front door of the platform. I wanted to run over and look at him. I'm a little mean, you know, can't help it. I ain't got no nerves, ain't got no sense. I won't run over and say, "Hey, like that, boy." I won't say, "How'd that make you feel, buddy?" Amen. She shouted the power down, Ralph. She shouted her down till there's over 30 got saved in that meeting. She shouted the power of God down till outlaws come to the altar and found God. And that's when Jesse James was still hiding money from the police in that country, in that cave they found his money later that he had hid from the police. That's when Ma Barker was out there. That's when pretty boy Floyd robbed the bank in Salisaw, Oklahoma. Had the power of God, sister. That's all it takes. Amen. You may not be able to quote three verses, but if you got the fire, Bob, it'll do something for you. It'll get a hold of people. Has your fire kind of flickered down, just about gone out? You know, I used to trim the wicks on them old lamps. Get along on one side. You never did sit around nothing like that. You black the globe on one side. Glory to God. Get you some wick. Get some scissors. Trim that wick. Get that wick fixed just right. Get that old fire to going. Hallelujah. How about it tonight? You know what folks can do with a fire? Warm by it. When you get as cold as ice, you're cold to deep freeze, you can't feel the Spirit of God, and don't know demonstration of the Spirit from the holy ground. You need somebody that's got the fire to get up close to you. Kind of warm you up a little. Amen? We're gonna get in this altar a while and seek the Lord. Now don't come down here thinking you're going to have a bad time. Come down here thinking you're going to have a good time. Come down and put your hands in there and go to worshiping God. Let the power of God come upon you. It'll help you out. My little wife told me on the phone last night, night before, I don't know when it was, sometime I called her. Well, she said, I said, how's the meeting Sunday night? I said, it wasn't too good, but said, I shouted. I tell you what that girl has done. She's actually went where the fire wasn't even burning and shout and hoop and holler. I said, well, I'm going to have to get in the spirit or something because she is and I ain't. But she was, and she did. And before it was over, put him to talking. She went into church filled with the power of God. She was. She had it on her. I tell her, moving on. And asked her to testify. And did you know just between us, they was in a fuss over the church pew. And God didn't like it. Because interfering operation of spirit, power of God and Holy Ghost and fire. And the Lord knew it. And he had overheard them talking. And B had not. She knew nothing. She got up to testify and went on a little while and said, some folks get in an argument over the church pews. Woo-wee. Have mercy, sister. She didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything, but I'd been around a while, you know, and I looked over at one deacon and looked over at the other deacon around, and I said, something's going on here in this church we don't know nothing about. She went a little further, bawling him out because they were fussing over them pews and interfering with the progress of God's church. And finally, Johnny stuck his head out and looked down at the other and grinned from ear to ear. I said, they got the connection there now. They settled that night. I mean, when she got through with them, they settled like boys that had a whipping with a belt, and there was no more problem over the pews. Sometimes it's not a great big matter that grieves the spirit, but the spirit's like a dove. It left. Well, I wonder why it left. Don't take much to grieve the spirit. Got to be careful as you go, one step at a time. I've been in meeting where I thought I knew what I was doing, Brother Ralph. All of a sudden, I said, hold it. Spirit's wanting to do something that I don't even understand here. And I'm just going to worship God. Let us all stand. And if you have a desire to come and kindle the fire back up, come on. Do what you feel like.